from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. Today, we continue our week-long focus on homelessness in California as part of the San Francisco Homeless Project Media Collaboration. We begin in Los Angeles, where residents will be able to weigh in on one strategy for fighting homelessness at the ballot box. The Los Angeles City Council voted unanimously yesterday to put a $1.2 billion bond measure before voters this November to raise money for shelters and permanent housing, as well as provide mental health and substance abuse treatment services for the homeless. The funds raised will also go to provide affordable housing for those on the verge of becoming homeless. In Santa Cruz, county officials hope landlords will step up and help combat homelessness. Reporter J.D. Hillard found that some landlords need a little encouragement.
I meet Brad Schwartz at his two-room house a couple blocks from the beach in a Santa Cruz neighborhood dominated by apartment buildings. He settles in on the couch, sipping a beer.
Right now, in my mid-age, I'm trying to start over and amass all my good qualities and put them all together and kind of stretch a rope ladder and take it one rung at a time, you know, and try to pull myself up and get something going in my life in the next few years.
Schwartz was homeless for more than two decades. Once he decided he wanted off the streets, he waited years to get a rental subsidy, what's called a Section 8 voucher. Then the real search was on.
Now go get your vouchers and look for a place. You have 2 months to find one. You know, it's like a game show thing, and I couldn't find one.
To keep vouchers from going unused, they expire if prospective tenants don't get housed in 60 days. At first, Schwartz couldn't find a landlord to take the subsidy. It's a common story.
And I went through this not too long ago with a landlord who had never even considered renting to someone who had subsidy, much less someone who had experienced homelessness.
Julie Conway manages the housing program for Santa Cruz County. She says even though formerly homeless people, grateful for housing, can be excellent tenants, there are a lot of misperceptions.
There was just all of that, whoa, I'm just all of a sudden going to have this person in here who's got major substance abuse issues, and so do all of their friends, you know, and they're just going to come in and trash the unit and cost me lots of money, and why would I do that?
In a national survey last year, Santa Cruz County had the 10th largest population of homeless people among small counties. One way the county hopes to reverse that is to start a campaign to educate and encourage landlords to take subsidies. A new video for the campaign opens with the slogan, "Landlords, you are the key to ending homelessness in Santa Cruz County." It's going to be shown to the local Rotary Club and other civic groups.
It's been a win-win for both them and the landlord because they tend to stay there a long time and they take care of their places because they know it's difficult to find housing.
That's landlord Jack Cross's voice from the video. Cross owns about 40 one-room apartments and rents about a third of them to subsidized tenants.
I don't like turnover because turnover or vacancies is, you know, is a headache of cleaning and advertising again and then screening tenants, whereas a lot of these tenants, they stay for long periods of time. So the cash flow is good and you don't have any downtime.
As an incentive, the county has promised to reimburse landlords for missed rent or property damage in the event of a bad tenant. As for Brad Schwartz, he got some help finding a place from John Dietz, a volunteer with a program that connects homeless people with housing. The county extended the deadline for his voucher twice.
So John called me one day, Saturday or something. He called me like 8 in the morning, and he calls me, goes, "I just talked to a lady, and she wants us there at 2 o'clock today for an interview. Got a place that you'd like near the beach where you can smoke tobacco and your own room."
He thinks his enthusiasm for yard work might have persuaded his landlord to pick him.
I keep busy. I help out with the ladies in front. I help them with the front yard and do a lot of raking and do little things that make me feel like I'm being responsible. It's a place I live. It's not just this box I'm renting from someone and they can do what they want with it.
Housing manager Julie Conway says getting more landlords to take formerly homeless tenants is just part of the answer. Ultimately, the county needs more affordable housing. For the California Report, I'm J.D. Hillard in Santa Cruz.
The Erskine Fire east of Bakersfield is finally winding down after burning more than 46,000 acres and destroying more than 200 homes. Governor Brown declared a state of emergency for the area. Donations are pouring in for those displaced by the fire, but as reporter Brian Rinker found, many residents may have no choice but to walk away.
Hey, he's over there.
At Faith Community Church in the town of Southlake, where the Erskine fire did the most damage, Shauna Smith hands out water, food, clothes.
Their lives have been shattered. They've been left with nothing except for the clothes on their back.
Retiree Linda Wheeler barely escaped with her husband John and their dog Sammy. The fire consumed their mobile home in Southlake.
Sometimes I want to lay down and cry, but I know that's not going to work. I mean, I was one of the lucky ones that had insurance, but I don't plan on building a house back here. I plan on maybe going to Arizona.
Those with insurance have choices, but for people like Walter Fisk, who lost everything in the fire and was uninsured, there are limited options. There isn't any federal financial aid for the uninsured or underinsured yet. The state is still in damage assessment mode. Kern County Fire Commander Brandon Smith says disaster relief typically comes in the form of low-interest loans, but he's concerned that won't help everyone.
There's some people, they may not have that financial means, so not really sure right now where we're going with that or what we're going to have available.
At 73 and on a fixed income, Walter Fisk can't afford a loan. He's not sure what comes next.
I haven't been out there to see what's left, you know. Just don't know. Pitch a tent. I own the property, you know.
A local man gave him a trailer, which is a start. But for now, he's still at the shelter set up in a local elementary school. For the California Report, I'm Brian Rinker in Southlake.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, June 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.